Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, accidentally. If you want to head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. A lot happening up there. If you got something to say, you want to vent, like Xander did, give us a call, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And as I said, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all that fun stuff. Because I do want you involved, I want you engaged. You know, I mean, and don't just listen to a guy. If you find what I say to be truth, then tell your friends about it. Tell your loved ones, don't worry about it. You know, I had a family member today I know was not very happy with me after what I said. They're a lifelong Democrat. And they were trying to state or say that Trump just needs to step down. He needs to apologize. He needs to tell the people to stop the violence. And that way that he can fix all of this. Well, frankly, he can't fix anything. Because it's not his people. These are Americans. These are people that are protesting, right? Is that what you're hearing? Is that what I hear? They have the same rights as the others when it comes to protesting. You know, I'm sitting around today trying to figure out why they hate this man so much. Right? I mean, slobbering all over him earlier. When he was giving the money and doing stuff for them as a developer. Just loved him to death. Slobbered all over him. And then when he finally gets into office. Right? They start making fun of him. Before he even got in there. They didn't even have a clue. He was stupid. He was this. He was that. Whatever. A buffoon. A clown. Now, to show you, you know, this kind of hit home with me. Today, a representative from my area, Congressional Representative Mike Garcia, put out a press release that said he condemned the violence at the U.S. Capitol. Let me read a little bit to you, and I'll tell you what really irritated the crud out of me. It said, Representative Mike Garcia released the following statement. I strongly condemn the actions of those who stormed the Capitol today. I was heartbroken watching today's events unfold. This is not who we are. This is not the America that I know, love, and fought for. He was a Navy fighter pilot. We're lucky to live in a country where we have the right to peacefully assemble, the right to vote, the right to free speech, just to name a few. This is a great nation. We have a freedom to freely debate our different opinions and ideas. But this must be done in civil debate. Violence has no place in democracy. Not only did today's protest put the safety of the staff members and law enforcement at risk, but it put a halt to civil, constitutionally mandated, or a constitutionally mandated meeting that was occurring on the House floor. Now, he's right. This man, as many others did, fought because they loved this country. They didn't fight for the great pension or the great benefits that you get. They fought because they believe in this country. Is this the America that your grandparents do? And I'm not, and don't write me emails because I throw them right away. About, oh, you want it the way it used to be, like when blacks were slaves. Yep, yeah, that's it. That's me. Yeah, because my people had so many of them. But anyway. This is not America. This is a third world nation right now. And the Democrats are driving it. I read to you, I can play you, not that you care, but I can play you clip after clip after clip of Democrats praising BLM and their actions, praising Antifa and their actions, praising them. And the biggies, Biden, Harris, Pelosi. I can go on and on. And mainstream media praising them, calling them peaceful protests. Do you understand if there were Antifa flags there today? Antifa hats, BLM shirts. This would have been called a peaceful protest. You all know that, right? Period. He says, we're lucky to live in a country where we have the right to peacefully assemble, the right to vote, and the right to free speech. Not for long. Come on, think about this. Not for long. Joe Biden team, if you think freedom of speech, freedom for you to carry your gun, right? Freedom to speak out against is going to be, it's not going to be there. And as I said to you, you got Cuomo and others that are, and they're great at this. I have to give them credit. They got this down to a science. They are going to stifle your freedom of speech by calling it hate speech, by allowing the colleges again to stifle speech and not allow you to use certain speeches as hate. All right? How good is that? And I go back to what I said earlier. Where was the outrage from before? Where was the outrage from the Democrats? Can you send me links? Because I can't find it. Not that they would not speak out against the violence. They always placed it on Trump. So it seemed to be, if BLM was committing violence, they deserved it because Trump made them crazy. Trump was so bad. Trump was so nasty. Antifa did it. Right? Those were Trump people, according to them. I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to have a void in their heart with Trump gone. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting, tweeting. Congress got back together again. I don't know if that's good or bad. I have a mixed feeling in my stomach on that one. But, you know, it's funny. You look at these, look at the bylines or whatever they're calling them. Joint session of Congress to resume hours after pro-Trump protesters stormed the U.S. There's nothing on video anywhere that shows, proves, or what have you that this is the general course, the regular course of action for Trumpsters. All right? You know, I know this is going to come to a shock to some of you. I personally believe They want a bloodbath, not the Trumpsters. Antifa. They want a bloodbath. They want an attack. They want a fight. Because look what they did today with one thing, how they spun it. Right? I mean, how bad they tried to make it look for the Trump people. And they're writing, it's an unprecedented breach of an American government institution. Yes, right. Because this has never been done before. Didn't we, and bring it down a notch? But in Portland, didn't they break into it? Was it Seattle? They broke in and burnt down a police station, for God's sakes. Members of Congress have convened, as we speak. Right now, authorities had evacuated lawmakers and the mayor, declared a 6 p.m. curfew in D.C. President Trump has since called for peace and for the protesters to actually go home. Why he's telling them that, I am looking at the dark side of this. And I don't know, what would you tell them? What would you say to your crowd? I want you to be peaceful. I don't believe it's you causing the trouble, but I want you to be peaceful. If you find lurkers, if you find people from that are not with you, turn them in. Tell people about them. Right? And then you hear on top of that, Facebook locks up Trump's account for 24 hours. Twitter locks it up for 12. Right? Because of policy violations. Exactly what were they? The calling of peace? Do you understand how far we off from the truth are now? How far we off of normality? Christians can't be foster parents because of their bigotry and hate towards the gay community? Are we serious? Do you want me to show you signs and stories written by gay people? People of the gay community that turn around and pound on and hate on God-loving people? So it's okay to repay hate with hate? If I don't believe we hate anyway, but that's beside the point. Do you hate your children because you don't agree with them? You tell them not to do certain things? I mean, seriously. The media will not let any kind of message get... The media, like the Democrat Party, remember I keep saying this about the black community. The reason the media, treats the black community the way they do is because they think, just like the government, they think you're too stupid to figure it out on your own. So they have to keep you from these negative stories. They have to keep you from the stories that they believe, well, they probably know they're true. They believe might get you to change your mind, might get you to think. I'm telling you, think about the Jim Crow laws. Yeah, go all the way back to then. We weren't allowed to teach a black family or black people how to read, write, or anything like that. Because then they'd be educated, and then they'd know how to get out of the situation they were in. So if you keep these young kids in school down, look what you get. Look what's going on in the streets. Look what's going on in D.C. This is okay. And then I love this thing. So much for, so much for your freedom of speech. General Mattis blamed President Trump for the violent protests. Who did they ever blame for the Antifa stuff? Who did they blame for Portland and Seattle? He said the decorated general has publicly criticized Trump on several occasions. Now, what's funny is, think about these men of integrity. One of the reasons that Mattis said he resigned to begin with was because Trump wanted to pull our troops out of Syria. And we were going to hurt people there if we did that. Right? Now, Trump ran on a promise of getting our people out of those conflicts, get them home. What's the problem? Today's violent assault on the Capitol, an effort to subjugate American democracy by mob rule, was fomented by Mr. Trump. He wants to destroy our election integrity. No, the Dems did that. They've been doing it for years. They've been eroding away at it. But they did it so in your face this time. It made it so easy to see. And because most of our Republican electeds don't have a spine to sit with, this will probably go in the wrong direction. He went on to say that our Constitution, our Republic, will overcome this stain. We, the people, will come together and again in our never-ending effort to form a more perfect union. While Mr. Trump will be left without a country. Talk about being full of yourself. No, General, it's people. I know people who know you. You're not the man you portray to be. That's number one. Number two is, most of you generals, when you come out of regular service, you only know one thing, and you only make money from one thing. War. Nothing but war. Being in these situations. Truly, if you really want to stand up for the Constitution, then why don't you fight and help us fight back for true freedom of religion? Why are we spending so much money overseas? Remember, you people always saying, if we didn't do this overseas, I've had a change in foreign policy to a degree, too. Because you keep telling us that if we don't strengthen our allies, if we don't give them money, if we don't do certain things, that the violence will just take off in the Middle East, and we become even less secure here. So Trump did everything you told him not to do because we wouldn't be able to maintain peace. And now we haven't seen peace like this in the Middle East in decades. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down, give a call. We'd love to know what you think. I know you got a lot to say in the chat room. I just can't keep up with it. Give a holler, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen to the Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has joined the Senate in returning to the Capitol to continue work to certify the Electoral College vote. Work that was delayed for several hours after protesters breached the Capitol building Wednesday afternoon. Speaking to reopen the session, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi addressed the violence at the Capitol, saying that the body would not be deterred from their constitutional responsibility.
We know that we're in difficult times, but little could we have imagined
the assault that was made on our democracy today. To those who strove to deter us from our responsibility, you have failed. To those who engaged in the gleeful desecration of this, our temple of democracy, American democracy, justice will be done.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You know, to show you how Democrats, you know, are lock and load on things, they just voted against the objection to the Arizona votes. Democrats were 100%, I shouldn't say that, let me rephrase this. The Democrats that were there, okay, are 100% nays. The Republicans are split. So, why bother? Why bother belonging to a party? Right? So, are you actually going to tell me? I would love somebody to come on from Democrats. I want to know, are you actually going to sit there and tell me that there were no issues in this election? Now, the Democrats twice in the last 20 years have challenged electoral votes, and it wasn't because machines were broken or of stolen ballots, right? It was voter irregularity. And when you listen to them scream, it wasn't really voter irregularity they were talking about. It was voter suppression. That's what they were mad. That's exactly what they were mad about. So irregularities were, they felt that there were more voting boxes or more voting places in white communities than black communities. That people in the black communities had to wait too long to vote. So therefore, they want to throw them out. Now, we show up with proof that dead people voted. We can't even get those votes thrown out. But there's nothing to see. And the response from the left? Well, it's not enough to overturn the vote. We don't know. You won't show us. Okay? You won't let us look. You won't let us audit. This is what they always talk about, truth and integrity and how much more people of integrity they are. Well, if you're such people of integrity, then what are you worried about? Why not have an audit? Why are you hiding the machines? Why are you refusing to allow Republicans and auditors to look at those things? Give me a good reason. And again, like I said, throwing this around in my head, I grew up around Boston politics. I know how some of this works. I've come a long way since I moved out here from Boston. I'll tell you what. The Mafia's got nothing on Democrats. If the Democrats had this stuff finalized or figured out or finessed back when Kennedy was elected, it would be a no-brainer. They needed the Mafia for him. You know, really, the bottom line here, let me tell you what happened. The reason they hated Trump so much is he interrupted a gravy train. He hated and refused the globalism. Hated it. Wouldn't allow it. Wouldn't have it. Right? He got in the way of them being able, you know, I was talking to somebody about it today, but they don't want to hear the, they don't want to hear it either. You need money to put money in your pocket. So when they get these big contracts, or they give these millions and millions and millions of dollars to these other countries, or even to Planned Parenthood. Look at how much money Planned Parenthood gave to elections. So, you know, we, you know, about 10% of what they get from the government, really, if you want to boil it down, what was it? They've spent $60 million on elections, and they got $500 million. I hope this is, if we ever get a warrior like Trump again in the White House, I hope the first thing he does when he sits down, first thing, wipe everybody out. Fire them all. Get them out of there. Sweep the place for bugs. I'd bring in my own security team. Sweep the place for bugs. I mean, even his last call, there was no business of that last call getting out, being leaked. Why? If you read the transcript, you find out, you'd see that they cut, they chose, they cut and played just exactly what they wanted to. Not the whole thing. That's why a lot of times I play the whole clip. I don't want anybody accusing me of cutting it at just the right place. And now some of you have sent me emails and written me and said, look, you keep telling us to get out there, do something. Why? I had one call me today and say, well, we got out there and vote. Well, good. Your one vote mattered. Glad to hear it. How many people in your block did you get to vote? And don't give me the COVID thing, because there's other ways to make it happen. Right? What did you do to make things happen? Right? And when I say that, what I mean by that is, did you knock on the doors of your neighbors? Did you send emails out to friends and loved ones? Did you push to get 20, 30, 40 votes? What did you do? I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but I mean, when somebody calls me and says, well, me and my buddies voted, you know, five or six of us, good. So you went to the polls, or you filled out the paperwork, and you sent it in, and they counted your vote, and you're pretty proud of yourself, right? Oh, yeah, right, yeah, I voted for Trump, I voted Republican all the way down the ticket. Okay, well, good for you. But who else did you get to vote? Who else did you get on your, because, you know, it's like one of those trees, right? What do we call it, call tree or phone tree, whatever they call it. You send an email to one, that one sends it to, you know, 10 of their friends. Their friends send it to 10 of their friends, and so on and so forth. And many of you are upset at Pence right now. I'm curious, is he following the letter or is he not? Is he following the Constitution or is he not? Some of you, I told about the Rick Green's Constitutional Coach program. Right, or the Constitution Made Easy, whatever you want to call it, I don't care. Get that, get involved, get engaged with that, and you'll really understand how to strengthen your position. Look at some of these restaurant owners that won't let the police in, and they have said to them, where is your warrant? You are not coming on my premise, my personal premises, without a warrant. And they left. They went away. So you got to know. You have to know what your rights are. Again, like I said, many of you wrote me, you don't trust the process. Why vote? It doesn't change anything. There was a lower lower voter turnout in the areas that Trump took by big numbers in some of these counties and precincts and voting areas in Georgia. Why? I would love to know, some of you from Georgia, why didn't you go? Why didn't you show up? Think it was a waste? Is it burnout? Do you figure it didn't matter? You voted in two socialists. You voted in one guy who's basically never had a job in his life. What's he going to do? You know, and how many votes were from people that just don't live there anymore in Georgia? Tens of thousands, not 20 or 30,000. 80 plus, upwards, some people say 220,000 votes from people who don't live there anymore. How hard are those rolls to clean up? The other thing is, nobody's gone to jail. Right? Come on, think about it. Who has gone to jail for a crime, an egregious crime against the country, not against Trump? The crime isn't in getting caught. Barr didn't bring one of those people, and I have to apologize. I was told by others that he was going to move. He was getting ready to move. He was putting together the information, and nothing. Again, nothing. I know, all I'm doing is complaining tonight. I'm trying to give you some ideas of what's going on, and I don't know how we can change it yet. And if you want to see how the rest of the country's going to run, like I always say, look at California. Look at our deficits. Look at the issues we have. Really that simple. Now, I'm tired of seeing, I hope you guys are too. I'm tired of consistently seeing headlines that say these were Trump people that did the damage. We'll hit that more on the other side of the break. Look at the equipment in the videos. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. I'm the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RO-GO. Yep, right now the vote. Democrats at 100%. They're all on the same side. Right? Republicans, again, split. 98 yeas, 57 nays. Trying to keep up with it. I think this is still the Arizona motion. I don't hold a lot of hope with these guys anymore. Some of you just posted, I didn't check it. If you could post a story, that'd be great too. But Marsha Blackburn. Was it Marsha Blackburn said that she wasn't gonna vote against? And you know why they're doing this, right? They're worried about the violence. They're worried about what's gonna happen. That's it. So not following the rule of law is important to them. You know, much. Let's not follow the rule of law. Let's make sure everybody's happy. Because that's what it is. I want everybody happy. Well, all I got to say to you is that thank God that our founding fathers didn't want to make sure everybody was happy. Thank God that was not their goal. Right? And somebody just sent me something, look at, and I've already talked about this, but I don't want to disparage you guys from sending me notes. Let's remind on the left, when there's blatant fraud, and they believe that there's, when there's voter suppression, they get up there and scream about it. It's all they talk about is voter suppression. But not when it's actual voter fraud that we can look at, that we can see. See, we can scream about this all day long, but we don't have the support from our own people. That's the biggest problem. And just like you saw all that garbage going on the internet, again, fake news. They've got all the biggies. We allowed it to happen. We let it happen. We made Facebook what it is today. Facebook didn't make Facebook what it is today. Man, I wish I could get videos of my old, when I used to teach people about social media and how to use it for business and why it was so successful and why it would do so well. I never thought of it for political reasons at the time. I really didn't give it a second thought. Because it's not what it was about. At the time, it's not really what the focus was. You get all that cute puppy dog stuff to your grandma and grandpa and others. That's why it was so cool. That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if you go to the CDC website, yes, I'm taking a little detour. I need a break, mental break. When you go to the CDC website and you look at the seasonal flu map and how it's spreading, you can look year by year by year. And once you know that 2019 was a banner year for the seasonal flu. We about wiped it out. And they're estimating for 2020-2021 that'll almost be gone. What does that tell you? If they're estimating that, if they're guessing at that, why? What do you think is going to happen? Right? Now, the fact-checking people say, this is all wrong, this is all... But it's from the CDC. How do you fact check the CDC when you use the CDC to go fact check? Come on, help me understand, will you? And the beauty is on the internet when they try to push stuff away, by the way. The beauty is with all this that that you can find old pages on the internet. You could find old numbers on the internet. Now, they got a long way to go before they get to, you know, Pennsylvania and other places as they go down the list. But will they hold up? Will any of these votes hold up? Right? Pennsylvania law says that election day ends at 8 o'clock, period. End of discussion. That's law. That means voters have until 8 o'clock to vote. Now, I'd even go as far to say if somebody's in line by 8, let them vote. Because machines breaking down, that kind of stuff. Yeah, all right, whatever. It is what it is. Mailing them in the next day? No. Nope. Right? And they have a record number of voters. A lot of states now have, you know, same-day registration. This ain't going anywhere soon. Absolutely none. Not. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate what you're doing and enjoying this show, being out there. Right? You can't just listen to shows like mine. You have got to engage. All right? I mean, I don't want you to think I'm saying you're not, because if you are, then ignore me. It's okay. All right? 855-REAL-JOE, as I said, 855-732. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, and I love some of these people put up, don't let the Republicans distance themselves from this. They own this. Never let them forget it. Never let them win another election ever again. So this violence is all strictly on the Republicans. Right? Isn't this great? I don't know. Any of you guys ever watch Lou Dobbs? I know he's on Fox, so just swallow hard. But the thing I love about him, he's like a crotchety old guy that's just going to lay it out for you. Right? There's no soft showing it with him. Right? Now, the same people who think that President Trump destroyed the GOP, they believe that Mitt Romney, this should scare you, is the future of the GOP. Did you throw up in your mouth too, like I did? Can you believe this? And some people are backing off, regular Joes like myself, commentators. Some of them are backing off of what's going on and calling for the overturning of the election because they don't want the violence. They don't want anybody else to get hurt. Are these people for real? Look, I told you this was going to be a fight. We see it in California. We're locked in our homes, for all intents and purposes. We have businesses that are done, over with, because a hell dictator can't make up his mind. Nancy Pelosi's nephew. You got Mrs. Pelosi eating what? $100 a gallon ice cream out of her $10,000 refrigerator. But she can relate to us. Is she for real? Come on, think about it. Joe, four mansions. Joe, four mansion Biden. A public servant. Come on, help me figure this out. Remember what the 8 years under Obama was like. Almost like we almost got to the point where you could be arrested for driving with a Bible in your car going down the road. Be like the gun laws. And his Department of Justice wouldn't fight for you at all. Not going to fight for your rights if you're on the right. He gloated about the fact when he elected, remember? About, elections have consequences. Funny how they screamed about Trump saying that the AG should be protecting him or supporting him. They went, oh my God, the AG is for the U.S. It's not for you. But didn't Obama's AG, Eric Holder, didn't he say he was the president's wingman? Do you know what a wingman is? What a wingman is supposed to do? Cover for, protect, draw fire away from you. So how is that any different than Trump asking his AG to support and protect him? Right? Now, if you look at the equipment Antifa had, you look at how they were dressed, caps or no caps, look at the equipment they had, the vests that they had. They were all standard Antifa issue, all of it. We don't throw bricks. Right? We didn't have those helmets and masks. We just don't do that. It is not how the right operates. Joe Mantegna, host of The Real Sign on GCN Live. Feel free. Next hour, we're going to open the mic up. Anybody can call in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. We'll be right back.